The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 1st Chapter, text number 41, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 7th, 1976, in Los Angeles.
Translation: The Supreme Cause of all causes, Narayana, is situated in His own abode in the spiritual world, but nevertheless, He controls the entire cosmic manifestation according to the three modes of material nature, sattva-guna, rajoguna, and tamoguna. In this way, all living entities are awarded different qualities, different names, such as brahmana, kshatriya, and vaishya, different duties according to the varnashrama institution, and different forms. Thus, Narayana is the cause of the entire cosmic manifestation.
Jena sadhavani yami bhava adasattatamumaya gunanamakya rupai vibhavanti jathadatham. So, Supreme Controller is Narayana or Krishna. Krishna also explains, here in this shastra we understand that Narayana is the Supreme Controller. In many other places the same thing is explained. Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radi Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. So, Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, Aham sarvasya prabhava, mattas sarvam pravartate. So Narayana, in the Vedic mantra also, the same thing. Eko Narayana asit. In the beginning, Narayana was there. So Narayana is not alone. When you say, the king is coming, it does not mean the king is coming alone. King is coming with his ministers, with his secretaries, with his military forces, bodyguards, many thousands. Similarly, when you speak, Iko Narayana Asi, Narayana Paraha Bhaktya, it does not mean that Narayana is alone. Narayana is always, if the king can be surrounded by so many officers and ministers, the Narayana is the supreme king, so how he is surrounded by paraphernalia, we can just think of. The Narayana Dham, the Vaikuntha Dham, there are millions and millions of Vaikuntha Dham in this spiritual world, as we see in this material world. And in each planet, Narayana is there, in different forms. That is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Different forms means Narayana has the same form, four hands, with four symbolic weapons, simply changing. Sankha chakra, gadapadda, gada chakra, sankapadda, like that. These things are explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. From the Vaikuntha spiritual world, Narayana is there. And above this Vaikuntha planet, there is the Goloka Vrindavan planet. That is described in the Brahma Sanghita. Chintamani prakara sadamasu kalva vritkha lakhyabhriti susurabhi ravipalayan lakshmi sahasya sata samrama sivamalam govindavadi purusam tamam vajami. There is the Golok Vrindavan, the description is there. There are also trees, there are also animals, and Krishna is there, and he is being served by Lakshmis, the gopis. Sahasra sata sambrama sevamanam. With great respect they are serving. These descriptions are there. Their trees are desired tree. Whatever you want from that tree you'll get. The cows are Surabhi cows. Means you can draw milk as many times as you like and as much as you like. Surabhi Rabhipalayantam. So when you speak of Vrindavan, it is not imagination. In the Shastra there is description how Krishna is there, what he is doing. Especially it is mentioned Surabhi Abhipalayanta. Krishna has got this hobby, just like our hobby, dog Abhipalayanta. We keep every one of us, especially in the Western countries, a dog. So why not Krishna keeping so many cows? What is the difficulty for him? So he intentionally, he becomes a cowherd boy. That is his pleasure. Just like here, we, a minute particle of God, we have got so many hobbies. So here, because nothing can be present here without being in Krishna. Therefore Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. Whatever is there in this material world, bad or good, similar things are there in the spiritual world. The difference is, here everything bad, and there everything good. That is the difference. Here we have made bad and good, it has no meaning. Chaitanya Chaitamrita Kar, Kaviraj Goswami, he has explained the conception of bad and good in this material world. He said, Daitya Bhadra Bhadra Sakali Sama. Ehi bhalo, ehi manda sam mano dharo. In the world of duality, this is the world of duality. So, there is absolute world. That is spiritual world. So here there is duality, bad and good. You cannot understand bad without having some conception of good. And you cannot understand good without having some conception of bad. You require the opposite. So, in the spiritual world, this duality conception is absent. Everything is absolute. We have to understand this theoretically at the present moment. But there, everything is chintamani. Everything is alive, spiritual. So Narayana's place is there, Sadhamani. That is his own abode. This is also Narayana's abode, this material world. That's like a king. King's kingdom is long, very widespread, but still he has got a palace. That is Sadhamani. Everywhere he is property, government property. But still there is a government house, particular. Similarly, everything belongs to God. Ishavasamidam sadmam. Everything. Everything God's property. Bhoktaram jagadavasam, saruloka maheshara. He is the proprietor. But still, he has got his own abode. That is Goloka Vrindavan. Goloka eva nivasati akhila atma bhuta. That is God. He is always there. He hasn't got to go out for some business. No. He hasn't got to work for maintaining his establishment. No. He is complete and he is staying there. Just like Krishna, it is said in this Shastra, Vrindavanam parityajya na padam ekam gacchati. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. He doesn't go anywhere. He is always existing there. But still, he is everywhere. That is his inconceivable potential. Goloka eva nivasati akhila atma bhuta. We are limited. I am sitting here, I am not in my apartment. But Krishna is not like that. Krishna is in his abode, Goloka Vrindavan. He doesn't leave that place any moment. But he will find Krishna everywhere. Goloka eva nivasati akhila atma bhuta. Don't think that Krishna is not here. Krishna is here also. You see, personally, Krishna is present here. Don't think that it is not Krishna, it is some stone statue. No. He is Krishna. But because you cannot see Krishna, he is appearing just that you may see. But you cannot see without stone and wood. Therefore it is called Archavigraha, Archavatar. Archavatar, therefore Archa Vishnu Siladhi, Guru Su Naramati, Vaishnava Jati Buddhi, Naraki. Forbid. Never think at the Vigraha, the form of the Lord as stone or wood, Archa Vishnu Siladhi. One who thinks like that, Guru Sur Naramati, as the spiritual master, as ordinary human being, Archa Siladhi, Archa Vishnu Siladhi, Guru Sur Naramati, Vaishnava Jati Buddhi, Vaishnava, who has become devotee to accepting belonging to some caste or nation or some, no. It doesn't belong to any. Never to think that he is American Vaishnav, he is Indian Vaishnav, he is Brahman Vaishnav, he is Kshatriya, no. This is Jati Buddhi, classification. Vaishnav does not belong to any Jati. He belongs to Krishna, Krishna Das. Jive Sarupai Nitya Krishna Das. Therefore, practically, you can see the members of Krishna consciousness. Some of them are Indian, some of them are European, some of them are Englishmen, some of them are black, some of them are white, some of them are Brahmin, some of them are Hindus. But they do not think anymore that I belong to this category. No. No, otherwise they could not work. Every one of them completely aware that we are all Krishna's servants. Similarly, Guru is not ordinary human being. Guru Su Naramati, Guru is not ordinary human being. Ordinary human being cannot preach Krishna consciousness. That is not possible. Krishna Shakti Vinanahi Krishna Nama Prasya. So, anyone who is preaching, he cannot be considered as ordinary human being. Even though Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur has explained this, that why not ordinary being? His son, he is calling him father, or his relatives, they are taking him as ordinary. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said, still he is not ordinary being. Why? Because he is preaching Krishna consciousness. So Vaishnavi Jati Buddhi Gurusu Narmati and Sri Vishnu Pada Tittho, they say Ganges water, Jamuna water, to think of ordinary water, these are forbidden. So, Krishna, guna nama, rupai, vibhavayanti, yatha, tatham. He has innumerable names and innumerable forms according to the necessity. Unlimited forms. Narayana, Govinda, Krishna, thousands and thousands of names. But he is situated in his own place and he is governing the whole creation. Ishavasamidam sadvam. That is the Vedic mantra. Everything is being controlled by him. How he is controlling, how he is witness, that will be explained in the next verse. How Surya, Agni, Khang, Maru, Deva, Soma, Sandha, Ahani, Disha, Kang, Ku, Sayang, Dharma, Iti, Cheti, Dayasa, Sakshina. This is explained. Next part. How he is controlling, how things are managed, we can see practically that universal affair, how things are being managed. Exactly in the right time, the sun is rising, the moon is rising, and they are working exactly to the time. In this season, the sun will stay during daytime so many hours, exactly will find. Not that this year he is staying from 6 to 6, next year he is not appearing. No, there is no question of accidents. The same date, same month, and the same appearance of the sun and the moon, everything. And still we say there is no God, God is dead, there is no controller. This is foolishness, mura. The muras, the asses, mura means asses. One who has no knowledge. It is common sense affair that if everything is going on so nicely, how I can think of there is no controller? In your house, in your office, if everything goes very nicely, systematically, there is the director, there is the manager, superintendent, and everything is going nicely. Without these things, how the whole universal affair can go so nicely? That is not accident. That there was a chunk and immediately became this and that. No, there is no accident. Maya dhakshena prakriti suhati sacharacharam. There is no question of accident. Krishna says, under my supervision, everything is going on. So Narayana or Krishna is controlling everything, and this material world is made of three modes of material nature. Satogun, Rajogun, Tamogun. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. The Bhagavad Gita also says the same thing. Prakriti, this material nature, is working under three modes of material nature. Satagun, tamagun, rajagun. And the rajagun, the material world, is created. In satagun, the material world is maintained. And in tamagun, this material world is dissolved or annihilated. This is the way going on. So satogun maintenance in charge is Vishnu himself. Without Vishnu, nobody can maintain. Just like one contractor, he can manufacture a very big skyscraper building, but to maintain it, it requires another management, how to manage and maintain. And dissolution, anyone can break this big skyscraper. These three things are going on. So the maintenance in charge is Narayana, he is expansion, Vishnu. Vishnu. Vishnu is supplying all the needs of ours. We have so many living entities, innumerable. But Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, he is supplying all our needs, just like father. He supplies the needs of the family, children. Namely, Vishnu is maintaining. Eko jo bahunam vidadati kama. So many different varieties of living entities, and they have got different demands, different necessities. Everything is supplied by Vishnu. Eko jo bahunam vidadati kama. That is God. We cannot declare independence. That is not possible. There is no independence. We are completely dependent on Vishnu. There is no doubt about it. You cannot manufacture your necessity, all the necessities. You can manufacture some motor car or some needle or this or that, but you cannot manufacture the primary necessities of life. That is not possible. When there is scarcity of food, you cannot manufacture in your factory. That is not possible. That you have to receive from Vishnu, from God. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, that annad bhavanti bhutani. Annad bhavanti bhutani parjanyat anna sambhava. Parjanyat anna sambhava. Anna means food grains. Or even you take that my anna, my food is animal. That's all right. Either you eat animal or vegetable or food grains, it is supplied by God. You cannot manufacture it. Suppose I am eating vegetable, you are eating meat. But meat, you cannot manufacture. A vegetable also I may not manufacture. That is supplied by God. Eko jo bhunam vidadati kaman. Whatever our necessities are there, it is supplied by God, Krishna. He advises this world, although Krishna supplies everything, but still you have to work. You have to work. This material world means karma sangha. Without working, you cannot live. You have to work. There is a verse in the Bhagavad Gita, karma jaya karmana. Sarira jatravite na prasiddheta karma. Do not stop working. Some foolish people say that we are not working. We are working for Krishna. It is not that we are not working. Working is necessary here. But the difference is, a bhakta is working under the direction of Krishna, and non-devotees are working under the direction of Maya. That is the difference. Therefore, bhakti and ordinary work, karmis, it looks similar. Similar. That these men, they are also working, they are also cooking, they are also going to the press, they are also typing, they are this. So, what is the difference between bhakti and karma? The difference is that we are working for Krishna and others are working for Maya. That is the So, nirbandhe Krishna sambandhe yukta vairagyam uchyate. Working is not stopped. Our Goswamis, Rupa Goswami, they retired from their ministerial service. They went to Vrindavan. But the work increased. When their ministers, they are sleeping 13 hours. But when they went to Vrindavan, they had no time to sleep even for 2 hours. That is Vrindavan life. That is Vrindavan life. There are no time. Tattātu unnamasi samannalapati saneṁ sadātu chava. Hutya dīna ganesha kau karunaya kaupīna ganthāsito. These are the description of the Goswami. That by the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahāprabhu, they retired from ministerial job. Tattyātu nam asesa mandalapati sani. Mandalapati is very, very big man, society. Minister, his business was with big, big man. Who can see the minister? The Jamindar, the big business. So, he gave up that association. Then what? He began, Bhutya dina ganesha kau karunaya kaupina kanthasi. He took up a small loin cloth. You have seen the picture of Goswami. Why? Just to show compassion and mercy to the whole world was suffering. So how much business he increased? He was minister of a state. Now he has to do good to the whole world. How much responsibility it is. Nana sastra vicharana ikunipuno sadharma sangasthapako. They had to establish real purpose of religion, sadharma sangasthapako. So presented so many books so that they may understand what is the meaning of religion. Nana sastra. Nana means varieties of sastra. Vicharane. After deliberation, you will find therefore Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu or any book written by the Goswamis, all giving reference from the sastra. Nana sastra vicharane kanipuno. Sadharma lokalan hitakarino. So Vaishnava, the servant of Narayana, Narayana parasadvina kutasana vidvati, they are not afraid to go anywhere for the service of Narayana. Narayana parasadvina kutasana vidvati. Because Narayana has got so many widespread government and Narayana's servant, Narayana para, they have to go everywhere. Narayana para sarvi, na kutasana bibhati. They are not afraid. No, I will have to go to such distant place. No friend, no money. How shall I go? No, Narayana is there. Narayana para, na bibhati. He is not afraid. Whether I am going to die or leave, it doesn't matter. I must go there. It is the order of Narayana. This is the word. Narayana parasarvi na kutasana vibhati. Sarga apavarga naraki sabhi tullartha darsina. Narayana orders, go to hell and preach. Yes. Tullartha darsina. If you send me in heaven or hell, I don't mind. Thank you very much.